Hello, Matt. Oh, good. Sorry, just Matt with the Northern Lights.
Oh, cool.
How's everyone doing?
Good. Doing good. On a snowy evening.
Yeah.
Treacherous. Okay, how did I start transcript last time? More? Who are we? Okay. Who are we? Ready to start? I don't know where the AI scene went. Oh, Firefly's AI note taker Melissa is requesting to record this meeting. Is that you?
Oh no. Well, you know what? I used to. You can decline it.
Okay.
It is me, though, apparently, because my phone is here.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
It's neat.
Well, use it for PTO. Okay. So, Matt is there? Is anybody else there?
No, at this time is Matt.
Just me, lonely me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to call the meeting to order for the Falls Village Recreation Commission of on Wednesday, December 10th, and the time is now 7:01. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Does anybody want to add anything? Because I'm hoping this will sort
So approving receipts is B. Okay, no, I have nothing to add.
Hello,
Hello.
Alex. You made it. So nothing to add.
Nothing to add this month.
And there's no public, so we can skip that. Okay, we're gonna go to communications. I have a couple of communications that came in. The first one, ouch, came in from Meg Scher at the from the DM Hunt Library, and her letter says, "Hi, Melissa. Emily and I made an agreement that the library would pay $250 for the band at the Fall Festival, with the Rec Commission covering the other 100. The library took care of cutting the check in October with the understanding that we would be reimbursed by the Recreation Commission for $100. How do I go about requesting that reimbursement? Thanks, Meg." So my response to her was, "I think that is the request. You don't have to do anything further, and I would bring it up to the Recreation Commission at the next meeting." So that's letter number one. And letter number two was from a gentleman named James King, and it was regarding basketball. Because Kanan sent out via Facebook sign up registration for a whole bunch of different age groups, and because we are included in an email that came from the Kanan Recreation Commission, I zipped it out, posted it. And Mr. King responded back to me, and said that he had two twin girls who were interested in participating in basketball this year, but he had missed the deadline for signing up online. So I forwarded the information to Adam Bunce, who is the Kanan Recreation Commission contact person, and then he dealt with it, and they were then able to register. So those were the two letters that I received.
Okay.
And then we'll move on to the secretary's report. Now, Dan is not here, but Dan forwarded both Lauren and I his notes from the meeting. So I transcribed them into a minute form and submitted that to the town hall and posted that online. So if there are no changes or any amendments, I'd like to have a motion to accept the minutes from November 12th.
Motion to accept minutes from November 12th.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion regarding the minutes?
No.
Okay. All in favor of accepting the minutes as received?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous decision. Hold on. Okay. The next thing is the, where did it go? Anyways, it is the town treasurer's profit and loss report. I was able to post it prior to the meeting in our folder. And I did update the spreadsheet, the internal spreadsheet. So at this point, did everybody take a look at it?
I didn't in depth, but just briefly. I didn't see any issues.
Do you don't have any?
Nothing stood up.
Okay, so what I the only thing that stood out to me, and it was because I was actually looking at the spreadsheet, was, and the reason it stood out was kind of weird, but I put in all the numbers, and one of the numbers seemed strange, and it had to do with the telephone. And our telephone bill for 2 months in a row
Oh, yeah, it's not
was 117 or something like that.
direct connections telephone door,
Yes.
even though we had a telephone.
Yes, well,
It's that emergency one at
we
the
do
court,
have
right?
one at the pool, and the reason I was not in alarmed, but it was different from the past month.
Oh.
So I asked Michelle why it was different, and she said that there was a surcharge on it.
Is that going to be a
It was like
continuous?
$86 or something. I don't even know, like right now, because I can't remember the number exactly, but there was a difference in that. So she said that there was a surcharge and it would not be on next
Okay.
month's bill. But we should just, even though it's $86, we should keep an eye on it. And the only reason it stood out was because there's nobody at the pool to use the phone.
Oh, wow.
So the bill should have been the same, and it should be the same unless
I don't understand why these are so charged.
that's what she had said, that there was a surcharge that was different in the phone bill from this month to the previous month. And she said it would not be in the next month's bill. But other than that, there wasn't an explanation as to what the surcharge was. And I didn't think to ask, honestly, just that it was a little bit more than it should have been. And since nobody's at the pool,
So,
why was.
am I taking that FY24 worksheet is actually FY25 there
Yes.
on the budget?
Yeah, but yeah, you should be looking at 25. Did I
It does say
send the wrong part?
'24.
Oh, but is it on the
It goes FY24 and then FY26.
Okay, so that
Not
is the spreadsheet, not the town report,
okay.
correct?
It's a spreadsheet.
Okay. So when I was doing the spreadsheet, I did fill out the 25, but if I shared it. I don't know if I shared the 24, but it should give you access to the whole report. Does it give you access to the whole report?
It should, yeah. And the let me my drive isn't working. I might have just searched the email for that, and that could be old because
Yeah,
I
you sent the email on the 8th here.
Okay. So it could be that I clicked it to share and it was sharing the 24th page and not the 25th page.
Okay.
But the budget year is 25-26.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds right. No, my phone just runs out of space and eliminates apps.
So I can, or we, someone, I can go back and double check. But the phone bill number or the phone number for November was 266.94.
Okay.
So, but in the previous month, it was 177, I think.
Okay.
So it
Good
stood
catch.
out to me. And now I'm like, oh, great. Maybe I filled out the wrong page, but I didn't. It might be that I shared the wrong spreadsheet page,
Yeah.
but you should have access to the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm sure we do. I
Yeah.
probably
So
do.
we can just double check that.
Yep.
So is there a reason that we still have a payment to the phone company during the off seasons? I mean, do we have kind
Well,
of like a seasonal account with the phone company?
it does not get shut off, as far as I know.
Okay.
We can look into that with Michelle, but seeing as how the bills for, I would say we were open in September, so there would be actually charges for service in October, I mean September, and then October we were definitely closed, and also in November. So the only reason it stood out was because the charge was higher, but I do not believe that they turn off the phone, probably because then it would cost more money to turn it back on, is my guess. But there might be some sort of seasonal thing.
Yeah. I'm sure
And it
that's.
might already be on a seasonal billing cycle or something. But I can check with Michelle to see that, or to see if there is a seasonal billing cycle. Is that the right terminology? Even?
Yeah, yep.
I mean, unless you can think of a better way to say it. But I will write that down. But that was the only thing. And I asked her about it, and that's what she said. It was a surcharge.
Okay.
And we shouldn't see it next month. So then, if we look at next month's bill and there's, not a discrepancy, but the same surcharge, or it doesn't go back down, then we can certainly bring that up again and say, hey, what's going on? What actually is going on? And in the meantime, I can also double check on whether there's seasonal billing for the pool.
Okay.
And that'll
all be in 2024, right? You could see if there was,
Oh, yeah, that's true. You could look in 2024.
and maybe that surcharge, I don't know, maybe it's like an end of season.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's an end of the season thing, but other than that, I didn't see any discrepancies or, or things, not discrepancies, but things that made me question what's going on. And I think that's the whole point of this. What Michelle gives us is great because it compares it to the budget and it tells us how much our total spending is. But then when you look at the other spreadsheet that Ted set up, it kind of gives a bigger picture because it compares all of the years and you could see them right next to each other. So I don't know. Does anybody else have any questions since I did all the talking on that?
No. Thank you for coming, and
Okay.
we'll keep an eye on it.
All right. So we're going to move forward to the steep grant subcommittee report, if there is one. Ding. Any report?
Still waiting.
So
We meaning whom?
we the steep committee.
Okay.
So not we, the steep committee. Has been working on some other things. Obviously, at the bottom of the list is the town farm, only because there's not much that can happen in the winter. But the one thing that does need to happen is we need to be able to, one of the first projects would be the renovation or the redoing of the building, which means staining and glazing. The decision, our decision of what does what needs to happen with glazing is there's not really much to decide. It needs to happen and it gets done. But for the staining, we would need to choose a color.
And here we go.
Ooh, lovely. As I whisper.
They're asking, they want to know if we have to decide
Okay.
the color.
Yeah, the Rec Commission gets to decide what they want.
Let's see. Oh, look at that. How lovely. That's a lot of colors.
It is.
Well, a
So it's
couple things
kind
jumped
of a
out.
darker one too, right now.
Yeah, well, it's native lumber. So part of it, Tim told me what they stained it with. I don't recall what it was, but it's obviously gone by the wayside. The suggestion's been made that it should be a darker color, and I think that's a good idea. It's native lumber, so it's all furry. So something that is either flat or a low luster is probably going to be a better choice. And there's a couple things we have to talk about as far as the building will need to be pressure washed a couple weeks before, so it can dry, and then it can be done. We discussed with the Steve people about including an airless paint sprayer and part of the steep thing. So basically, it would be a very short process to do the body of the building. And the feeling was is it might be a good idea for the town to actually own something like that for other projects. I did ask Tim, the town does have a pressure washer, and I have one too, so that shouldn't be a problem. I do have some notes on the windows if you want to hear it. I've had trouble getting onto the list, but I did get to the list for the windows. I think Irene had prepared it before. And so she had gotten a quote from Kent Glass to do the glazing of the windows.
Is Kent Glass the business that's near Lime Rock? Or
No,
no,
they're in
it's in
Millerton.
Kent. Oh no, they're in Millerton, not Kent. Okay.
So I spoke to them and they remembered it, and I gave them the quote number and all, and I said, is this going to be the similar in cost? And she said, well, we did have a increase in July, so for budgeting purposes you should consider increasing the cost by 10 to 15%. And she said something else that kind of worried me a little bit. I've done business with this company before, but they said, we've given you a quote, but once we get the windows into the shop, that'll give us a better idea of what the cost is going to end up being. And that's always a red flag for me. But she was upfront about it. And I also asked, I said, once, as you do the work, our plan would be to drop these things off throughout the winter And then we would prime and paint them when you finish them, hopefully to get everything done before the spring. And I asked, I did ask, I said, there's several kinds of glazing, and I don't know what you use, but one of them you have to wait a week or two before you put an oil-based primer over it. And there's a newer one now that I think you can paint right away. Can you tell me what you use so we can build that into the thing? And she said, well, I'll have to ask and I'll get back to you. I'll be stopping by there tomorrow because she didn't get back to me. And then also in the Steve thing, the suggestion was made about seeing other companies that might be able to do this work. I had dealt with the Sheldon Glass Company in Lime Rock, this old friend of mine, and the one in Hillsdale. I wouldn't go to either of those, the one because Bob is 80. And the other one, they were terrible about getting back to me. But there is a company that I spoke to in Thomaston, Connecticut, who's been in business for 40 years. And they said that I called them and they said, oh, yeah, we do that. And we'd be glad to check it out for you. So I can do that. I almost feel like taking one of the bad ones out and taking it down there and say, this is the worst one. They're all going to be better or the same as this. Can you give me a price? I mean, I can do that if that's the, if they want me to do that. So I think that's as far as I've gotten on it.
There's also Matt Bannerman and Frank Kristanat could probably do that same thing as well. They do glazing, and they're just in Norfolk.
That would be very interested to get their thoughts on it. Because I'm not seeing anyone else that I know of in the area that would could do it, because you got a bunch of windows.
I don't even know what glazing is. I'm sorry. I don't know what glazing windows is.
That's
So,
the putty they put in.
oh, so it's the stuff that okay.
So those windows are, I can't remember, they're like 12 pane. There's a lot of small ones, so it's labor intensive, assuming they have to remove the old stuff and put new stuff in. So that's where the cost is in
Okay.
labor, no matter who does it. But my feeling is that we should probably get it on it pretty soon because since there are a lot of windows, it'd be nice to get them all done and painted before June or whatever. And then we could do the body of the building. So having said all that, if you can provide me the names of these other people, we could call and ask them. And since it sounds like they're local, they could actually come and look at it.
I'll put it down here in the chat.
Okay. Yeah, and so I think that would be a good thing. And since they're close, I mean, we don't have to do the Thomaston thing. That would be nicer. But I think that I don't know if Eileen had them actually look at the work that had to be done when she got this original price. But it's always good to have them. Yeah, so it's important to have them see it because if it's really bad, then it's going to be more expensive.
I'm missing
Cut and
something.
dry.
Okay.
So the Rec Commission doesn't have to do anything with managing things, blah blah blah. So as far as the building goes, yes, okay, the committee decide
No, also yes.
that
Oh,
Chris is in great control of the quality and everything else that's
yeah.
going on.
I don't know. Well,
And
it
then
don't
it's
forget you
like,
have to do window color as well.
oh, you have to do a
and
window color.
They're presently
They're not
red.
clean. I mean, they're not clear.
It doesn't
I'm
really
thinking,
red.
Emollients and
The
buttons,
rounds or
whatever
whatever.
they're called.
Okay.
And the goal is to have stuff done on the building before it opens. Makes sense.
And I'm assuming that we're all doing this work when the time comes.
Well, I do
Maybe.
recall something about the steep grant in general, that part of the part of the work was potentially paid for, but also volunteer work had to be done. That was how, some of the on the committee give to the commission, and then doing the RFP
Right.
is
So
by
as
the
far as the process goes, I think for the building, so there's two separate projects related
yes.
to the Met Commission. So building renovation doesn't necessarily have to go out for E according to the state rep,
Oh.
but the STEEP committee needs to submit to DeSparger a recommended process of
Okay.
this, 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 this. And I would imagine that within that, it's like, this is going to be free work. This is going to be cost work, but I haven't
In
really
kind
in
building.
kind. But I don't, we haven't really got to that point yet,
Okay.
right? When it comes to the pavilion, then it will have to go out RFP, and the
Because that's
STEEP committee is not doing that. We're just putting together the information for Dave Barber to
Okay.
then submit it for time. But it has to get approved by the state first. And so but within that, the Rec Commission will be involved in a lot more detail. There'll be a lot more back and forth. We just haven't got to that point yet.
Okay.
Because we're dealing with the
A different project.
what's that building called? The
Which one?
Elderly house or senior
The
center.
senior
Senior
center.
center.
There's the senior center, then there's the roof on this thing, and then there's the transfer station and trash
That
compactor and stuff.
me. No, it's probably me.
But they're just trying to get going before the next year comes.
Okay.
And then because with the pavilion is not a lot, it can really start until the ground forms it.
Okay. So what is
But hopefully we should actually discuss that in our next meeting is like, to Chris's point, whilst it's winter, you can take the windows out and deal with the winter windows. We don't have to wait.
It's
So if
going to take a while, no matter who does it. It's going to take a while.
so it's a project that because I'm not I'm not in construction, so it's not a lot. A lot of this is not familiar to me. But so there's the staining, which obviously is something that is picking a color, and then it's easier work than the windows themselves. But which order makes sense to do?
So we don't even have to figure that. The Rec Commission doesn't actually have to figure that out.
Okay.
It's good. The Rec Commission has to give instruction to the STEEP committee, who will then follow
So
through
that's
with
the implementation committee.
the implementation committee. So you'll give the instruction to say, this is what I want. I want you to make sure that the windows and the staining and the looks like this when it's finished.
Okay.
And so, right?
So Matt is going or has in the chat. Do you have the information in the chat? Because he said that he was going to give the contact information for the other people
Yeah, I
for
stuck it in the chat there.
So if you write that down.
Or if you want to call either way, but I'm happy to help either way. I just don't know the people, so whatever works is.
Well, Matt, you're on the committee, you're on the subcommittee, right? Oh
Yeah.
wait. I think I don't even know who's on the subcommittee anymore either.
The subcommittee for the STEEP that we have, that the implementation committee hasn't met yet. So I think we've quite literally just put a timeline together for the STEEP implementation committee of
Okay.
like the projects and the stages, and identified that, yeah, the State Farm stuff is really only going to start to kick in January.
Okay.
So this is the report from that, but we haven't met as a subcommittee,
Okay.
which we probably should do. But the subcommittee wouldn't decide the colors. The committee, the rec commission
Right.
has to decide.
And darker is a suggestion because it's already pretty dark. Correct?
Right. And so there's no gutters on the building, so there'll always be splash up, I would
That's
say.
on the bottom.
Right. So, and that's usually going to turn darker. So it'll buy you a little bit more time as far as appearance, because there's really no reason to put gutters on the building. They're expensive. So, that was the thought with the dark. And not only that, I would imagine, if you did it, if you painted a light color and then people came and saw, there might be,
You know what's going on?
well, not that that's a bad thing,
Yeah.
but
Well,
it is what it is at the moment. And the darker, I guess the brownish ones would probably be the way to go.
yeah. Is it gray or brown more now? I mean, I like this Chelsea gray that's kind of brownish gray.
It's I would say it's kind of brownish to black in spots, and the pressure washer, of course, that's going to alleviate some of that, but
And
yeah,
what?
it's dark now, and with there's a lot of light, the higher you go, the more light stuff you see.
Which
And
one's a Chelsea green?
that one, but it might
Oh
be
yeah.
too light.
So the other thing is the pergola was color-wise was, I mean, it's not huge, but it was more fashioned to be matchy to the pool house. So do we want to have anything? I mean, granted, that's newer, so the colors are going to be brighter and not as dark. So do we care if it's matchy matchy?
Do we want to go? Do we want to schedule
I
building? Be a
think
good
it would
idea.
be a good
Bring
idea.
some is fine. I mean, we just want the maintenance. We want it to look sharp and clean. If we just maintained status quo. I mean, I can't even remember what it looks
I know,
like.
me either.
But it's a great opportunity if anybody feels that there's room for improvement. Difficult to look at like. I'm happy to go if other people want to go.
Make the decision right then and there and be done with it.
Maybe just do that.
And that would just be a depend that would be a special meeting that we would just schedule.
That would be a special meeting. And then I
Yes.
think we should also, I don't know when or how we want to do it, but we should do a meeting with the subcommittee.
Which would be separate and distinct.
Maybe we could do it as a tag on or something, the same day if you guys are free.
Am I on the subcommittee?
Yes.
Yes, I'm so actually we did add Chris to it, and originally it was Catherine, you, and Matt. So there's the four of you. Us, we're not included. But that's okay. That's the point of a subcommittee too. So, and you guys can meet at any time that's convenient for you guys. So.
If we, I'm just suggesting if we can tag it on to first meeting to talk about colors, then it would be handy.
It'd be cold.
It
It
would
might
be
be
cold. But
lunchtime.
like you're saying, it's something that potentially, well, you said that the implementation committee is doing other things, and this looks like it's on the January schedule,
So
potentially.
like to Chris's point is this is the time of year when the glazing can be done because you can take the windows out.
And what
So that's the
happens?
only reason we've started to talk about the building repair, yeah, part, because we can get that done
Because
now.
we can at least start with the glazing.
Yeah.
And
And that's
Tim,
going to take a while, so it's
because there's a lot of windows.
yeah.
And Tim would cover essentially the holes.
Yeah, I mean, if it was me, I would take one out and I'd cut a piece of plywood and put it in its place so the weather didn't get in. And then when that one was done, I mean, I suppose you could do multiples too, but I mean, that's what I would do. And it's pretty painless, I think.
Okay. So,
It's a glass joke.
do we want to think about scheduling a meeting after Christmas, after New Year's? Christmas is not that far away, or how?
I mean, as soon as anyone's available during sunlight hours, and it shouldn't take long, right? It's like,
I mean, a weekend is potentially the best because I work, you work, you work. I mean, everybody works.
everybody works.
Everybody works. So it's hard to get out during the day, especially with the shorter time of sun.
How
So I
about
think
a
a weekend would be the best.
19, 20, 21?
I actually get on a plane on the 20th. That won't be back until January.
Well, then, like, back when?
Thanks for
To the new year.
it.
Sweet. How about the 19? Well, I can do any daytime except 12, 13, and 14. So we've got tomorrow or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week.
I
I'm
can't do,
preparing them tomorrow.
I can't, what, to, I,
or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week.
You can't do the weekend. There's enough we want.
I'm not
Would
here.
it be bad to put it off till January?
I need to find my calendar, but I know that weekends are the only time that I am available.
When is our next meeting?
Our meeting is, oh, I have the, I have
Is it
it printed
working?
out. Yeah. It is January 14th.
So then, should we do Saturday the 3rd or Sunday the 4th?
Those work for me. But I don't know if it works for anybody else.
I'm good when you know that.
I need to find my calendar.
Or Friday, because it's
We'll have to
potentially a
keep an eye
slow
on the
day.
weather too. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not plowed right now or anything like
Yeah,
that.
that's the other thing. We would have to park at the bottom and walk up to the top.
Oh, yeah, we'll figure something out,
It's
but we just have to
symmetrical.
keep an eye on that weather.
Oh, there's my calendar.
Yeah, I would be okay with the weekend. I can't. I would think that there wouldn't be a ton going on at work for
Shouldn't
the
take
day.
very long either.
In a second, but yeah, I can definitely do the 3rd or the 4th.
I don't
I'll
have
do the
anything
fourth.
scheduled. I'm gonna do the 4th. Okay, we're all in for the 4th. Yes.
Do the fourth.
What time?
Well, I go to church. I go to
Yeah.
church.
What did you say, Matt?
Are you available on the 4th, Matt?
Yeah, I'm available on the fourth.
Okay. I get out of church like at 11:15. So I don't know what anybody else's schedule is, but
It sounds like a great sunlight hour.
It's bright
Meeting
enough,
time.
probably,
if it works for people. See.
Plan on noon.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm
Noon.
12.
noon on 1:04 at the pool. Well, no, the town farm. I keep calling it the pool. But at Town Farm. So I will do all the stuff to have a special meeting so it's posted. And we will be meeting to discuss windows
Color.
and color.
And maybe I don't know if this is part of of these repaired or not, but we still have the cupolas to deal with. And so when I was up there, I didn't even look at the other one. But the one that I covered up was in really bad shape. and I didn't reuse it. So I think they really got to do this this year. And I know that there's some problems with asking people stuff and all, but I think they really shouldn't get done before the pool is open. You know, I mean, it's not leaking at the moment, but you know, a good wind and you know, may blow off.
Okay, so
Yeah, we can't stain until the cupola's.
That's true too. And those actually could be, if they were prefabricated, they could be stained during the winter. Oh, because I think that wasn't that the, I think that was the plan, was to prefabricate them and then put them on.
And I would have to go back and look at our notes, but Matt was kind of working on the cupolas, I think, or maybe not working on them physically. Or am I
No, I
getting
thought
confused?
that Tim was Lou was going to do them.
Tim. Okay, so yeah, so I gave the
Oh yeah,
measurements.
you did the measurements.
We did the measurements. We got the measurements from Emily. They were 3 by 3. That's why it was easy to remember. And I gave the information to Tim, and I am not 100% sure that there has been any conversation regarding the cupolas. I think perhaps it's time for a reminder.
Well,
And
he just had an issue anyway, so he's been busy.
yeah, so we can put a reminder in. I mean, that's what we can do. And we can say, you know, we're going to be picking out the stain and we're going to be working on the window stuff, which he knows, well, I think he knows about at least the cupola issue because there was conversation about that. So I don't think it's a bad idea to remind him and say, well, if we're going to do the staining, we need to
Yeah,
have the cupolas done.
and who would be the best person to do the reminding?
Well, it could be anybody, really.
I don't really know him.
I don't.
Are we talking about Lou?
Yeah.
I don't know him either. However, Tim is the one that I would, you know, give the nudge to.
Would you be able to speak to Tim?
I can.
Awesome.
I can. I spoke to him several times about some other things, so what?
Cool. Nice one.
Anyway, staining first and cupolas, remind him. They write that down. Okay, so we're gonna go to old business and the walk away. The recreation job description, jobs posting update is the next thing. So well, we have these job descriptions that I think everybody had access to. I think I shared all of the versions, and I created a copy as you know requested. And I looked through the Cornwall one to compare it. And theirs was very say because I think they have a specific office that they work
Yeah.
in the town hall there. So and they're in charge of variation, you know, not just programming and the pool.
Yeah.
There was a lot more things that that
Entails.
person did.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was like a match kind of thing that would work with us. And I know that Catherine did some stuff on it, and Chris had actually reached out to people.
I did a little bit. The town of Salisbury, there's Lisa McCullough. I've worked with her for a bunch of years, but she actually She said, I've been doing it for 20 years. I don't. I said, well, that's probably a good thing. And then I went to the Sharon Town Hall and I spoke to the, I believe it was the first selectman. And in his hands, he had several pieces of paper. And he said, oh, I'm just working on it, but I'm not going to share it with you because we're not done yet. I went, okay. I never got to call Kent. But I did, one of the people in the office in Sharon gave me some recent minutes from a meeting. And this goes to what you said about Cornwall. There was some extra things in vaguely mentioned that they do aside. I mean, there was some maintenance items and other things in there that ours don't seem to do. So I don't know how that was. I can go back and speak to them again. They're not done with it yet. And if you want me to call Ken, I will.
Do you remember specifically what they were?
Oh, and the Sharon one?
Yeah, you're saying that there are items that they do that we don't have.
Yeah, there was. It was basic. It wasn't even a job description. It was basically what they were discussing in their meeting. And there was a short blurb in there about the rec director's job. And there were pieces of that that indicated to me that that body did like some more maintenancy type things in addition to the programming piece of it, kind of like what you were talking about. It was very vague and it was only about a small paragraph, although it was very nice of them to give it to me.
Yeah, and I think that our rec director job will change over time if we build more things. But right now, it kind of depends on, the facility itself. Course, like programming, and we were talking about like mowing and trails, like that would be an additional duty that but yeah, that's what with the capital plan Emily was talking about. We if we have that all aligned on what we're doing when, we'll know what staffing we need at what point, because yeah, the rec director has to direct that and be available for it as needed. And like, I don't know if anyone knows how many hours a week Emily did spend, because is it a part-time job? Is it a full-time
It
job?
is a part-time job.
Yeah.
And the way I believe is depending on what's going on, programming wise, that's not pertaining to the pool necessarily, because we do have, someone who does the programming really there. But Emily also in the past had brought programs to the pool, like
The
the
volleyball,
reading bus
reading bus,
and all of those different little things,
and marketed them,
and marketed
created
them and created all
marketing
the
details.
stuff. So I think you have to be able to make your own hours and you commit to a part-time, but you do get paid monthly. This is one of the things that I did find out by talking with Michelle. The payment is monthly. And the salary is
Was it
something,
16 per
yeah.
year?
Well, what it is basically is whatever the ending salary becomes the starting salary of the next person.
Okay, so if if we're at 16 now, what is that, 1,200 a month or something of that nature?
Yeah, and so well, maybe she doesn't. It's not that she doesn't get paid monthly. It's broken up, but it is a salary position, and it's whatever's budgeted for the year is what it is, and it shows. I
So
don't
like
have the damn email
1,300 a month, would it be?
about that. So it is a part-time position, and you have some questions I can see
Yeah, no, I was just going to.
and thoughts.
Yeah, so we can't identify how many hours, right? But it's also based on what we would want the position to be.
Right.
And if it includes watering plants during the summer pool time hours, then we should put in, we need someone to water plants,
Rest.
right? So,
Right, this
you know,
is.
there's also something, you know, just being able to identify what we need. And I think, you know, and not trying to dance around it, because yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's even in the short space of time, I think that first time we went to the pool area, we had one lady come over to us, start like going blah 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 about all sorts of stuff and how someone planted something over here but no one watered it and whatever. I
That's a
don't know
pretty
if she
good
was
idea. I
sure.
knew that was.
Yeah.
It was not happening.
It's just like, okay. But sure, I mean, there's also, you know, anything
She
that.
used to be on the rec committee.
Oh,
She
okay.
was part of the planting.
Okay.
Well, she could start a group of volunteers to take care of the planning. I
Yeah.
mean, why would that be?
That would be great. But also, it's like, you know, we have this, we also have this expectation that, yeah, we join a rec commission because we're also willing to give our time to do stuff. But I strongly believe we shouldn't be responsible of making sure everything works
Agreed.
and happens.
Right. That shouldn't be a paid position.
There's like, if there's stuff that needs to happen on a regular basis, we need to find a way where this is sustainable, right? And if this, and if there's an opportunity for us to make this role better suited for the town,
Yes.
then we should take this opportunity to do that. And what does
Agreed.
that mean, right?
Right.
That's got to be part of the job because it's changing,
Yes. Yeah.
right?
So it's changing. So we have this window of opportunity to be like, what do we need? What do we want? How do we, what is the best situation for this? So there's the best situation, and then there's also in the process of interviewing, then there's like, okay, well, what are our options? And we will get to that point, but
Right.
shouldn't try and predict what that is going to
Right, yeah.
be. We should only put out what we ideally would like to happen,
Yeah.
and then go through the process of elimination.
Well, I don't know if Matt has anything to say.
He said bad connection.
Oh, bad connection. So
And he's.
he's
I'm still
he's
here, though. Oh, hi.
he doesn't have his face there anymore. It's just an imp. But I can say that doing Christmas, or
Yeah,
I'm not saying Christmas. I first am an email junkie. So I send emails out at all times of day. If I am working on something recreation-wise, you'll probably get 50 bazillion emails. And you probably already have got 50 bazillion emails. But doing the stuff to prepare for the holiday extravaganza,
You see how much work it
it
is.
was very, you know, there was a lot of things. Now, the library was able to do all of stuff having to do with the actual extravaganza, where it is the community doing singing and, you know, reading and doing poetry and that kind of thing. That's what is happening before our tree lighting. And she did all of the press releases and all of the flyers that started off. So she did the beginning, and then I just had to share that stuff. But then getting ready for the contacting of who's going to be Santa, who's going to do this, who's going to do that, d-d-d-d-
That's a
all
lot of work.
tiny little things that were being done behind the scenes, is something that I think the commissioners used to do before there was a paid person. It was, you came on the commission and you did all the behind the scenes stuff. that you don't see. And now that we had someone or several someones that led up to Emily doing this, it doesn't have to be the same, but there are expectations that the same holiday things will happen. But there's a lot of things that go behind the scenes. And maybe it was just because I looked at a checklist and saw how big the checklist was.
I mean,
And it was never in the past shared out. But because commissioners were going to be doing it, I felt, okay, let's share it out and have everybody see. And that should help us figure out what we want. And I definitely think that we need someone who's going to be doing all the behind the scenes stuff.
The ownership and the assignment is,
And that's part of preparing the programs or whatever it's the right word is. And then there's the added things. Do we want her, Jess, or him, sorry. Do we want the person to do just programs, or do we want them to do more? And that's
And I think, just a lot of that. I mean, I think we want them, first of all, to have autonomy, right? We want them to come to the table with ideas as well. We don't want to be responsible for coming up with all these ideas. So you want someone who's proactive, someone who's like, yeah, okay, winter's slow and summer's busier because of the pool, but actually, every month there should be something going on, or have an idea or something like that. And I think we've got a lot to share. So I think just if wording this job description in a certain way also gives autonomy, but also gives accountability, as well as, clear direction of like how the town is working and, enable them to function well. Like, this is who you talk to for this. This is who you like. You don't always have to go to this one person or like really take charge. But if you want to get something approved, come to the meeting the month before and then let's talk about. So I think, if we do get to the point of being able to get that sort of onboarding done as well, and then, the strength of that position is we will rely heavily on being able to get someone who is strong with it. And, we don't want everything to be AI driven, but there, if they are a little bit savvy, there's a lot of outreach that they'll be able to do that before we would think is just a lot of admin and work. But I think nowadays, if you are savvy, this kind of stuff can happen pretty quick. It can, absolutely.
And it really is just about getting the right character with the
Behaviors.
right attitude. And I think,
So,
enabling them to be to do a good job. Catherine, were you able to upload
Yeah, it's in the folder with all the rest of it.
right. Okay, so that was shared out, I believe.
It's the version two.
Yeah, and it like at the top. The way I it says the FLSA status says part-time exempt. That's the version, right? Correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to go
I just
into
want to make sure that
those job descriptions.
where is
that's all that I was, because I the other
oh, I see.
ones led, unless I did one. Oh no. Both Matt and Lauren, I guess, uploaded one, which I then copied. And then there's the Cornwall one, I think.
The Cornwall one was
I'm looking.
FLSA.
No. This is the other Falls Village one.
So that, oh, that was the original.
This is the original. It had percentages. I believe it said, essential duties, and I'm looking at the after the job description. It said essential
Yeah, the
duties and
original had
responsibilities.
percentages.
Okay. And I made a copy of that. So the one this one had, and I think this information that's on the first one, which you uploaded, or I don't know, somebody uploaded it. And it has the percentages. It had the tasks from the director's report that basically said what she had done, you know, the tasks and all that. So it was uploaded in that type of format. And then the other one, which is also Falls Village, is something that, that Catherine, thank you. I'm like, that Catherine had uploaded, and it has a lot of the first one with the tasks.
Is this in the Google Drive?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it. It's not in the December folder, so.
No, it's,
No.
there's a, you set up a separate folder
Yes.
that's for the job description.
Yep, I set one up
F
that just says
Village
job
RC,
descriptions.
FBRC JD.
That's my calendar. That's not going to hold.
It's called FVRC job descriptions.
Unless I didn't give you access.
Oh, I see. I'm in the 2025 one.
Okay. Yeah, I think I put it outside of the 2025 one because there was also a pool description one that I had found. A supervisor and lifeguards, I think, is also in there, maybe, perhaps. I'm not
So
100%.
there's, well, there's your working copy that you put in. There's the rec director job that has the percentages,
Which is the one that,
job description,
yeah.
and then there's Cornwall Park, and then there's, so there's three.
So we want
Because
to
the fourth one is just a working copy that I think is that's in
be
process.
looking at Rec Direct JD1.
That's the one I uploaded, but I used the one that was put in before as well. So I guess the differences, I mean, what I tried to do is honestly, I was engaged with this the entire day, and I went on to Indeed as well, and I tried to do a lot of research on just generally across the board what these types of positions would like, what they look like, what they do. But then I also tried to focus on the town, on our town, and make it, I guess, like I said, so someone that would have autonomy, someone that would come in with the right attitude, that would, you know, that there's a clear reporting structure that they understand, you know, and that within that there's measurables, but also, you know, things that they can work towards. So, for example, you know, plan, organize, deliver recreational programs that meet the, I mean, okay, that maybe is a little too serious. Intellectual, vocational, social, physical, and environmental needs of families, youth, seniors, and our committee. So, you know, you can take just that sentence in a few different directions. It's not just about fun for children. It's also about you could have challenging games. Like, there's a lot of different avenues that you can take your events in. It doesn't have to be a repeat of anything that we always do, although we do them and the town likes them. But if you're creative, you really can have a lot of opportunity to engage with local businesses, like try and build that community spirit. Someone who's willing to get to know like how things function, and you know, on the weekends, or you get to work with the cafe, or get to work with 100 Main, or get to like really try and engage a little bit to be like, how can we bring the community together? But I also don't necessarily want to be like, this is what you have to do. It's like, is there someone out there that, you know,
Fits
just
that
think Very well. But yeah, no, that's great.
So conceptualize and implement seasonal programming. So yeah, think about things and then, put them into. Yeah, so I mean, that's kind of what I was trying to do. The reason I didn't follow through with the percentages is because I just thought that that's kind of maybe
Yeah, you don't need to.
would fluctuate so much between seasons. Maybe.
It does.
Yeah,
And I took, a lot of, I did a lot of research on Indeed, and I looked at a lot of towns, not just in the northwest corner, but in all of New England, for looking for rec director positions there. And I found a lot of them up in Vermont had the percentages laid out as such. I wanted to keep the job description concise because this is a part-time position with the heading of director, and we're only offering them so much money on an annual basis. And I mean, we create this long list of things that we hope that they can conceptualize or do, and then they go to the bottom and look at compensation and be like, "Oh man, I mean, we're looking for a unicorn." Almost.
We are.
Yeah, I mean, what I was thinking though is I was thinking of maybe someone who's already doing that kind of stuff for other local towns and can also take us on because there's just a maybe more
Oh.
full-time work. So maybe someone who's already doing social media for some local businesses. So it's already engaged in this like community thought process.
You know the easiest way to find out, everyone? We post it and see who applies,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
That's true.
You
Yep.
leave it up for, 2 weeks, and then you look at who applied, and then you assess that, and then you're like, okay, if this isn't reeling in the fish, let's like,
Gary's repost.
yeah,
Change things.
look at it differently. But I really, being in HR, I just want this job out there,
To help her.
to
Yeah.
get the candidates flowing in, because I mean it could morph, and I think this is, yeah, we've made progress. This looks great, and I agree, it is our time to potentially open up to something else. Because say somebody great does apply to this, and then we can go and say, well, they're looking for this and negotiate, we
Yeah.
have options.
Yeah. So, I mean, one thing that I wanted to try that I think would be great to speak to them about is like, I think in here, I'm putting them where I mentioned it's been a while, but basically try and convert us from this mindset of always like trying to find money to pay for things, but rather try and find businesses to
Yes.
bring money in. Where
Create
we
the
can
need
do.
thing that gave me the most pause, to be honest, when I read
Yeah.
that. Because it seems like an unrealistic expectation. And I would love to hear examples of like what exactly are you getting at there? And I don't wanna, yeah, well. What it flesh that out a little more.
Yeah, so let me just find it. Administration compliance, leadership community engagement, program development.
It's the
So
last bullet. Yeah.
transform select recreational events from cost centers into revenue generating opportunities through
Exactly.
thoughtful programming, creative partnerships, and effective promotion. So I think, it would be along the lines of first and foremost, we have to generate more interest in Falls Village. In so far as even if I speak to Dave Barber, he's like, the residents want people to come to Falls Village and then they want them to leave. They want them to stay, they want them to come and then they want them to leave, which is fair, right? But then how do you do that? You do that through events or interest or something fun that's going on. So, like, what does Salisbury do? What do other neighboring towns do? I guess, Salisbury charges vendors to put up a stand and sell stuff on a popular weekend, or and they kind of, I mean, they do, they're been doing it for a while, so people know about it and people come to the town, but it's really just about starting the change of that mindset of
Are those town events or are those individual businesses or
no,
entities
like
within?
I guess it's like town events because something else is already happening.
Is a town charging
The town
vendors?
charging vendors.
Okay.
If you want to come and set up your stand,
For
we're doing local. Like, what was the last thing that happened?
The
Fall festival. The fall, was it the fall festival? And
Yeah, my
so.
daughter was home at the same time. Yeah, and they were all on the green near the
There's
restaurant
a
there.
green, and then also along the main
Oh, yeah.
street.
The White Hart.
Although
Yeah, it was a
it's
white
Salisbury.
bird.
No,
Okay.
that's a.
No, that's a, and it was all on the sidewalks, and it was
Maybe I'm thinking of
everything
different things.
like parking was crazy.
Yeah, because I know I was thinking about doing something, and they're like, "Oh, you're too late to sign up for it." But it's also wasn't that cheap. It was like $200 or something. And they had a lot of stands and
Yes.
everything on the green. The green wasn't part of White Hart. The green was part of the town. So, so that, yeah, I mean, that all takes time. It
Right.
takes like year after year after year. But you focus on one thing this year, and then you focus or two things like a winter and a summer, just to get the word out that, hey, Falls Village is also participating in this. You know, we're trying to, yeah, I mean, we're gonna have to get someone who's also creative and has some spark and energy.
So we
Whatever it
need.
is, whether it's, I don't know, a hike around the falls and this is our village, come spend $30 and we'll tell you about the origins of Falls Village or the historic Main Street or I don't know, something.
Well, I mean, the reason why this gives me a pause is because, like, even the revenue from the ice cream sales at the pool, that goes into the general fund. That's not
It's a
like, that's
separate.
not. It's not like it's revenue for the pool itself.
Yeah.
And that's the way, so as I understand it, and I could be misunderstanding it, we're not able to raise funds for we're not able to make money for our events, for our own
No.
budget. It just goes to the general fund.
Yes, but when you spoke to Dave Barber about flexibility on the pay for this position, and he was like, well, if they do an excellent job, then yes, we'll consider paying them more. I guess if I think about, well, what does this window of opportunity bring us? If we can find a way to bring those people in that then also leave, that the traffic supports local businesses, brings in some money, even if it goes into the general fund,
Still benefits the town.
we're still contributing to the improvement of. And if we then quantify and say, well, hey, we've actually been able to help the town in this
Right,
way,
then we're not last on the
this
list anymore.
person, this person that we've brought in to help to do that has proved themselves. We've proved that this position has worth and value, and therefore we would request that next year they get a slight increase or they do a couple more hours, or, you know, then at least you're giving yourself a platform to be able to be like, hey, there's opportunity here to do something better, to do something. Again, let's see if anybody has
Bites.
problems. Yeah.
We do have to get this out.
But that's the reason why I put that there. So, but do you want to, is there?
No, I mean, I think I stated what my concern is. My concern is that you're creating an unrealistic expectation, especially because I think it would be confusing to me if I read that. I'm like, oh, okay, so like I can, I can generate revenue that's gonna, make this a more robust program, but it doesn't work like that. It works like
But it could.
you're
Like
no, that's it doesn't. And it can't. It's gonna it our budget is always gonna be set by the finance committee. And I mean, certainly we could go to them and make the argument, oh yeah, we brought in a little bit more money because of this event and that event, but ultimately, I to me, just the wording of that feels confusing. But
Well, we can definitely reword it, but I think that this I think it's a valid point, and maybe we should actually put this question to Dave Barger or the town selectman and say, this is what we would like to do. This is what we think, that there might be some opportunity, but we're hesitant to even expect that from someone, because then how does it get reflected back on there?
And how can we benchmark that? Like, what do other towns do as far as their rec commission? Does their rec commission revenue grow their rec committee or the rec commission, or do they have to put it towards the bottom line? Like, is what we do best practice currently, or are we missing out on something?
Is it being any different? But it would be good to know.
A lot of places are run and it all goes to the bottom line to make everything look better. I mean, let's be honest, that's why that's done.
But also, like any business, a lot of departments shift and change as businesses grow, because sometimes innovation supports a new business and more funding goes there. But then once the business starts to grow, the money that used to go to innovation starts going into larger infrastructure. And I think it really is, you're never going to get away from the fact that you have to fight for money.
But we're yeah, I again, I get I clam up a
And
little
I
bit when I
hear you.
hear people talk about a government being run like a business because they're two very different things. We're providing public services, like that to me, and we're not a business, and I don't want to be in the mindset that we're a business. That's my own personal opinion. People are welcome to have their own opinions, but I want to continue to offer services. I don't want to give priority to certain individuals because they might be offering, what can be seen as revenue generating, or I don't know.
I
It
think
gives me pause.
that's a valuable insight and point. And I think it's a very important viewpoint to maintain, and give thought to consistently. I see both angles. I think, if you need money's a necessary evil. I hate to say it that way, but like it will allow us to provide more services and to make that park into everything that it's meant to be. But I think that what you're saying is completely valid too, because we don't want to put money before people or put money before community. And so we have to put in some protections as we go and have these serious conversations to ensure that that doesn't happen. But yeah, I do want to grow. I think that's good for our children.
Yeah, I
They have
mean,
to have that mindset of coming in to grow it.
And maybe we should definitely word it differently so that it doesn't sound so businesslike, so that it sounds more supportive of community in an economically sustainable environment kind of thing way. And I think from a strategic standpoint, maybe at some point we have a special meeting or something and try and figure that out. Like, what events are really important for us to keep as a supportive community environment, but also how can we? So, and that would be like, I guess there's
Guardrails. And
super local
yeah.
and supporting super local. And then there's, is there a way to generate a further reach of interest in Falls Village for those that come and go?
Yeah, is it's there.
So we have an EDC in our town, right?
That's the
A CDC?
EDC,
No, yes.
Economic Development
It's
Commission or Committee. Would that be Judy Jacobs?
yes, I
I'm just
believe
wondering,
so.
we're, I mean, I think this is great that, this next person coming in does have a vision and wants to grow what that current position is. But we're also walking a line between what's EDC and what's recreation.
Yeah, I'm
Right.
gonna say that.
Well, we had a CDC, which is dissolved now. I don't know about the EDC. That's Judy and who
I'm not
else?
sure.
Okay.
Economic Development Commission.
But I know that through things that Judy has done, we have the cafe. We also, there's also someone looking at the where the furnace used to be, because they're not there anymore. So there was somebody that was potentially looking at that spot next to the cafe. I don't know if that's gone on, and I don't know who else is on the economic, the EDC. But I also know that there was something else that was on the town website that talked about, growing and having more people finding out about Falls Village and what, I forget what that is. It the E, I don't know. So, but
But I mean, regardless,
pertaining to,
our current rec director salary per the fiscal year 26 is 12,000 and change annually, and
yes.
so many hours during that whole year, and that's going to change seasonally. I would like to see programs grow in terms of how many frequency to bring that sense of community to the village. And to try for that outreach, as Catherine is getting at there, to bring more people into the town, businesses and surrounding communities and our neighbors. I really think if we want this individual, I would like to see by the end of their first year, maybe a refining of their job description to account for, maybe 20-hour work weeks up to 1,020 hours a year, and being able to pay them about $22 an hour. I think we may be able to find someone with those metrics.
So how do we revise what we have, number one, and number two, or we ask the questions that Catherine mentioned some time ago of Dave, right? And I can't even.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're going to get answers from him before we need to send this out, because
We
he's
need to
very
post
vague.
this pretty quickly.
So I would definitely suggest that the last point on program development and management changes. I've highlighted it in yellow at the moment and put a comment maybe to align with EDC instead or something. Like, we can think about a different way of saying that. So that's part of like bringing the community together and keeping that communication throughout the teams. If they can form a relationship with the EDC and also be aware of what they're trying to do and bring that into or in alignment with the recognition, then that would be a good start, right? And Matt, you were saying what? 20 hours a week?
I'd say, up to 1,020 hours a year, which equates to an average of 20 hours a week at $22 an hour. I thought that was fair.
Yeah, that sounds great because I was thinking 16 hours a week at 20, and I like yours better. So
So
let's do that.
we could do 20 to 22.
Okay.
Averages out to be, what did you say?
About 20 hours a week.
Yeah. 16 to 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With, I mean, depending on the season, that could change. Right.
But you can
Yeah.
use those lull times to plan for, moving forward.
Yes.
And we can emphasize that in the summer times, there is no flexibility on the responsibilities around the pool. Like those must be met. There's more flexibility on the development side. But I think what's also important is that we maybe try and find someone who is enthusiastic about something like this because they themselves are trying to grow into this for their for themselves as well.
So do you see any, I mean, wow. There was, what was my question? Qualifications.
Oh, actually, just to pull, I don't know. I mean, I think.
I think it's great to have a bachelor's degree in recreation management, public, or related field or equivalent combination of education. I think this is, is written very well.
That may limit the pool.
But I think that in this area, are we really going to find someone that has,
You could say preferred, but not required.
that's something we could, those little tweaks, I
Yeah,
guess.
sure. And I think maybe just a way, and I don't think I've done it very well, and maybe someone can do
Oh,
it.
no.
No, but I mean, but honestly, I think maybe someone else could do it, be a little bit better. It's just to maybe bring maybe a bit more humor into it, to be like, hey, preferred but not required, in an ideal world, but we understand, but personality is more important.
Well, what if we dropped the bachelor's degree part of it and just said, experience with, I mean, I think somebody that has a degree in recreation management is not applying for this job.
Good show. I'm just thinking, well, I'm hoping that there's been enough change in this world where people are actually trying to get away from some big fat role and maybe try and find their way. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like,
That is something, a
and
theme,
start it
especially around
again.
here. Yeah.
And I have a higher degree, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
Well,
know.
I think part of this is I think both of these they have a lot of the same core
They do.
activities and all of those things. And I think some of this will kind of flow, not flow, but even if the person doesn't have a bachelor's degree in da 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 da, if they're the right person in the interview and they have the things that we're looking for them to do, even if they don't have the bachelor's degree, they're going to get hired. So do we want to put it out there and then, not dial back, but when we get to the interview part, if we have people that apply that fit what we're looking for.
I think maybe not mentioning it on the first point, maybe put it on the last point and be like, it would be great if you have got it. I think maybe might be worth a mention because we are saying that we're serious about it.
Yes.
But when you're advertising the the position with the paragraph that you put for the advert, you
Yeah.
can be like, we're really open to enthusiastic
Excitement.
excitement, someone who's got a lot of energy
Yeah.
kind of thing. Yeah.
The interview is going to be the big thing
Yeah,
here.
that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't. I
More about
my
that.
my only fear of putting anything about a bachelor's degree in there is I'm actually in the middle of trying to hire somebody for the not-for-profit I work for right now, working on a job description for that. And at the end of the job description, I have, we recognize that knowledge and experience and potential are expressed in expressed differently for different people. We encourage anyone with an interest in the position to apply, even if they do not meet 100% of the desired qualification.
Perfect.
Well,
I
that's
send that to us.
that.
Yes.
I'll
Yes,
put it in the
copy and paste
suggestion.
and put it in
But
because that sounds good.
I've experienced this
Yeah.
in
Yeah.
hiring at both as a farm manager and
Yeah.
as that people get intimidated when
Yeah.
they see, oh shit, they need a
Yeah.
bachelor's degree, I'm not going to apply.
Yep.
And my only point is, yes, you moved here. Would you take a job for $22 an hour in whatever you have your degree in? Would you accept that job? No, you wouldn't.
It was part-time
So, I
right
mean,
there.
it's not so so if we're trying to get somebody that has a degree in that area as opposed to somebody that has experience in it, and if somebody has a degree in that area and they're interested in this, they're going to apply for it.
Yeah.
Like, so I'd drop the bachelor's
That's a fair
degree
point.
part. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's a fair point.
But the I'll copy and paste this to it.
Yes, because it sounded very good.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Maybe we'll just take it out.
So,
And maybe just all the qualifications are nothing about like point for point. Maybe it literally is just that sentence.
sure, yeah.
That could be the draw in.
And
But
then
yeah. In the conversation with them and be like, hey, do you have a CPR post aid? Do you want to get it? Like, I don't know.
Well, I think it's good that for that point
And
you said,
I do
oh,
understand.
come to get it. Like, that's an easy thing to get a bachelor's degree in
It's
recreation
not
development.
necessarily an easy thing to
It's
do either.
not an easy thing to go back and do,
Right.
when you're at a certain point in your life.
I do think that the background check, I understand why it's there. Because it's also probably on Indeed and some of those other places. But if you're working with children, it's one of those things that a background check is definitely a necessary thing.
Yeah.
But does that need to be on the application itself?
No.
I mean, the job description. I think not. It's just one of those things that's required. I know that for lifeguarding, not lifeguarding, soccer, reffing, it's one of those things that Manny has to do all the time because he's 18 and up. You have to do a
You put
background check.
small disclaimer on the bottom and job description is something that you want to hand them when when they're in the interview and they have the
Right.
job. Your posting is
Is different.
kind of an ad
Right.
more for the
So
job.
what we have to do is not only the job description, but we have to do the job posting. So we have to
Which really just throw
pull.
the job description
We don't have,
into
do you have to
chat.
put the whole job description
No,
up? Right.
you don't.
Like this, so they're different, right?
So you really can throw that into chat and say, hey, create me a great job posting, just something to attract people to it, and then
Because this could be more for formal, like,
formal, yeah,
okay,
at
and
once
because,
you sign off on your job
right,
duties
because
and
if
so on
at
and so
any
forth.
point we want to try and increase the budget around employing a director position, we're going to have something Yes.
that gets them a little more
A little bit
recognition.
more. Yeah.
And so even though we don't put this into the advert because we don't want to deter anybody, I think we can delete, like,
There, yeah.
wow.
Blah.
We've got this. I think
We do.
it's 8:30, and I
just
think we're overthinking it.
yes, there was
Into the small details.
we're getting into the small details,
Yeah.
but
Well,
I'm
think about
definitely
it
down.
too. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, you're bad.
But if you're, say, you're buying an automobile, your first thing is going to be appearance and all, right? And then after the salesman's told you everything's going to be fine, then you go see the business manager and you find out all the things that you have to do for it. And that's, people expect that to a degree. So I think your idea of making it attractive, and then after, as part of the interview processes, these are the bottom line things that we all have to observe, blah, blah, blah. I think it's a good thing.
So when in one of the conversations regarding the job posting, besides the fact that we have to post it and get it out there, it goes on the town website and then any other places. And I read in some email
If we can get it on Indeed.
was to put it on Indeed, and I asked Meg at the library because she was hiring assistants or whatever, where she put all of her job stuff. And she sent me an email, and it's somewhere in the myriad of emails that I have. But the town, it does go on the town website.
Yeah, there's Facebook jobs right now, and then I
There's
think
many places
there's
that I have to get it from it, but I
butcherjobs.com.
select people.
No. Oh, nice one. Okay,
We do
cool.
not have to have it at all approved. Like the ad doesn't have to be approved. The job description doesn't have to be approved. The person, I don't believe, has to be.
So what do we have to
They do.
do? We have to make a
The
motion.
person does have to be approved because we have to recommend
Right.
them to the town once they've been through the interview process and we've
Right.
figured out someone.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion to post it or something?
Well, we have to make a we have to create a posting.
You mean do the final edits to this or
Well, this is the job script, so
post?
this is separate from the posting.
It could be pretty fast. You could throw it into chat and say, "Hey, create
Create a job
a attractive
posting
job
out of
posting."
this.
And add, please highlight this word for word and don't change what Dan said specifically, and have this be the introduction to the role and keep kind of the flavor of this character. And
So
it'll.
I have not been on D Indeed in a long time. Ever. In fact, ever. I told my son to do it, but I didn't do it. So we have to look at, since we have access to Indeed, what are they posting? I mean, to me, it sounds like they are posting a complete job description of things that you're going to be
Yeah,
doing.
it's like it usually the top things, like they'll have some bullet points on what the top things are. I train people on how to do these
Okay,
still, but
so since you train people on how to do exactly what we need, we have a great team that's been working on these job descriptions. Why don't you create the posting?
Okay.
Then we send it out. That's, just so that we can all have an eye on it. And we plan to post this post haste.
And I really like the
I do
sentence that
like.
Dan sent out. Maybe that can be part of the posting, I think. And that's really all I.
It would go on the town website. I know that for sure. And it does get sent to it would probably be Emily who actually posts it, but it is what it is. She's the town clerk, so I mean assistant town clerk, so she probably will end up posting it in the long run. So
So we're going to post this on Indeed as well.
we can,
That would
but I don't know
be,
if it costs
that's
anything.
the problem.
It,
That I
it's going to have a
really
cost. Yep.
it will if you want to have it where anyone can see it.
Why don't we start, like you said, test what we've got? Why don't we start with social media, blah blah blah. See what happens, and then if we need to adjust
To
it
expand it, yeah.
and then expand, then we'll spend money on
Yeah.
And
Because I was just going to recommend posting it on the conservation job board. That's a great website for individuals who are looking for careers in the environment, recreation, etc.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
And I don't know about the Lakeville Journal cost or not, but that is the local paper. So that would be another place we would consider, but maybe we do that as second phase kind of thing. If we get it, if it's free to do it, we do free. If it's not free, then that becomes second phase. And then we go from there. And we also have to figure out interview people, but let's move on
Cross that
to the
bridge.
next thing. Yes. Does that make sense? That's for so much for having a short meeting. Ski club update, Dan.
So today was the last day for the portal. So we ended up having the 16
Wow.
people. Well, that's actually down quite a lot from past years. We have two chaperones aside from myself, parent chaperones. We had nine different individual requests for scholarship funding. For each of those, I asked that they contribute something to it if they could, and only one person said that that wouldn't be possible for them. So everybody except for one of those contributed something towards the so like they covered equipment, we covered lessons and lift tickets, or it varied from each individual. So the total in scholarships was $2,000 and $2,024. I'm feeling a little nervous about only having three skiing chaperones. We'll have parents that'll volunteer to be
At the bottom.
chaperones at the in the lodge and at the bottom, but three's not a lot. In years past, I had five or six different chaperones skiing around with me. So, and Alicia, my sort of contact at Mohawk, said that if we can recruit other folks and we can cover their lift tickets, we can still add them after the portal is closed. So we could still, we wouldn't be able to. Well, it'd be difficult to get like equipment rentals or anything for those people, but I'm primarily looking for additional experienced skiers or snowboarders that would like to be chaperones.
So that's one thing. We could actually do something on Facebook out of our page, and it could also go on the the school website.
My
School could do something.
thought before we get into going outside, the best is always to have parents or family members of the participants. We've had like aunts and uncles or brothers and things like that, but I'd rather it be somebody. So I'm going to put out another appeal to everybody through the school before, and then maybe that could be
Could also
the
maybe
second one.
touch Hoosie
Yeah, that's a good idea.
because there
The skiing.
are the skier there are skiers that may be able to help. And if you go to Anne, if we go to Anne McNeil, she might, because she's the sport director person, the DAD, the AD. She may be able to,
That's a good idea.
of number two, try the school again. If they said that they would open the portal, so, or not open the portal, but however, to get them registered, that would be fine, I would think, to get more chaperones. So the second question, or question, is transportation. Is that still an issue?
because I know that we had discussed in the past the bus, the town bus, is that a yes? And do we have drivers for that? Has that been solved?
No,
No.
I wanted, well, I today was the last day of the portal, so I wanted to know how many, because the capacity for the bus, the town bus, was 14. So I wanted to first know if, what the number of folks we would have signed up would be before we would pursue that.
Right. Okay. So right now you have two extra people that couldn't go on the bus
Yeah, and my
based
thought
on.
was I would just drive my two kids and follow the bus with my truck, and maybe kids could, put equipment in my truck.
Equipment in the truck, yeah. Okay.
So
And
that should
then,
be fine as it is now.
okay. So is there a deadline for timing? Because skiing, you said, is January.
January 6th will be
So
the
it's
first one.
really not that far away in the grand scheme of things. So we have to have that transportation thing settled, because then if it's not the town bus, then it goes to
All-Star Transport.
All-Star, which is a different
And
arrangement.
I've worked with them in the past on it. It's
Okay.
pretty straightforward.
Okay.
I'm forgetting her name right now, but the person that runs that has been great in the past.
Okay.
So, but we've used up 2,000 of the $3,000 we have budgeted for that in scholarships. So, we're getting tighter on that. But
Yes.
if we need to go above that 3,000, then I'll make an appeal to SWASA, like I've done in the past,
Okay.
and they're pretty
So,
quick on turnaround
and that could be
decisions.
used for busing, or you kind of swap it around
Yeah,
so that
exactly.
it
But
covers the
they
right
can
stuff.
they've When Melissa, or I'm sorry, when Margaret
Oh, Margaret.
ran Ski Club, she sometimes used SWASA money for the busing as well.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions for Dan? No?
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
All right, so moving on, we've already done the monthly financial review. So the second thing is invoice and reimbursements. So the first thing that, and we're going to need motions on both of these. Both, I say. So earlier in communications, we received a letter requesting $100 from the Rec Commission to pay for the band at the Fall Festival. It was an agreement that Emily did, and the library has already paid. So they already paid the full amount. So we're reimbursing $100 of that full payment of 250 to the library because of an agreement that Emily had. And I think we have to follow through on that. I don't think that we can disagree or argue on it.
No.
So I would like someone to make a motion to reimburse the DM Hunt Library $100 for the band at the Fall Festival.
Make that motion.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay. So Matt.
I should have made a motion, I think, on the ski club though, with
Oh.
to approve of
Yeah, because we.
$2,300 for scholarship money.
Okay. So let's finish this motion.
Yeah. Sorry
You
about
have the
that.
information, or I
Matt
do.
first, Dan second.
Yeah.
Motion to reimburse 100 to the DM Hunt Library for the Rec Commission's portion of the band cost for the Falls Village Festival.
Yes. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That is unanimous. Motion passes. And you know what? Since this is part of the monthly financial review, also, we'll just mush it together. Since we didn't do a motion for Dan,
So we haven't gotten the invoice yet, but we will get an invoice from Mohawk. They'll
Okay.
go to Michelle. So I think I would move that
Table.
we 2000.
Do we want to table it until we have the invoice?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
Does
Just
that
yeah.
make sense? Because then we have the full amount and we know
Sure.
exactly what's going to be coming out of,
Yeah,
and
and
then.
they don't need to be paid before January.
Okay.
They've been paid as
And I do
the fund
recall
closes.
last year
She forgot to invoice
there
us.
was some invoicing issue which was caught when we reviewed the monthly financials. So I think we can table the motion.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And then you also know what we have to do for busing
Yep.
potentially.
Perfect.
So then we're going to go back to this other thing. Because we had Halloween and there were some things that we purchased. Yeah. Hold on, I have it here. I received an email from Catherine.
Because I wasn't going to be here tonight.
Yes, but plans changed, so she's here. So she requested a reimbursement for Halloween, and she sent me a bunch of emails with receipts. And we had received a bunch of stuff, the pizza, the apple cider, the decorations, the Halloween lights that we tried to put on the Christmas tree because it said Christmas decor and it turned out to be
Halloween decor.
Halloween.
Yeah,
So we took off
orange.
the, it was kind of funny and you
It
missed that.
was
But there was that, and then there was a whole bunch of other things, including the water dispenser or the cold drink dispenser.
Okay.
So the total of all of that is $390.45. So
I motion to reimburse Catherine for the pizza, apple cider, decorations, Halloween lights, and accessories in the amount of $390.45.
and
Second.
that second, just so you know, for the motion, that comes out of the special programs. Let me find the thingy just to make sure I have the right one. Are you looking, I mean, are you double checking the math on that? Or are you writing something else? Okay. So yeah, it comes out of the
Special
special
programs.
programs, which is 4001-211. That is also where the other one comes out of, the reimbursement
For the
to,
band.
yep, comes out of that same budget line. So the other thing that is going to, I'll tell you, that's that for now. We already talked about the cupolas, that they actually have to be taken care of before the staging. And I am going to, is it me? Yeah, I'm gonna push Tim on that for a budge. I am going. Do we have anything on the maintenance schedule and responsibilities for the town farm property update?
Oh, Lauren hasn't looked at that, and
Lauren hasn't looked at it, so we're going to table this one.
I've got a draft. I just last month I was out of commission, so yeah,
Okay.
I'm back.
All right. So then we're finally going to go to new business. The first thing I put in there, just so you know, membership on the town website, there's a posting that says we're looking for a new member to fill Ted's because we need to
Vacancy.
have seven people on the commission, and then also that we're looking for an alternate. And this afternoon, as you may remember, Elizabeth Rhodes, who is the wife of Sandy Rhodes, she's come to a couple meetings and she actually would like to become a member of the commission. And she was very excited. And even though we've had very long meetings, she was excited. Couldn't come today because of the snow. But if we would like to have her, we can make a nomination to the Board of Selectmen to have her become a member of the commission. And I don't believe she's been a member of the commission in the past, but she has been a long time community member and may be able to help us out in new and different ways. Does anybody have anything?
Could we meet her?
Yes. I mean, she's been here twice.
She did come, yeah.
She came to the last meeting, which was freaking long. Oh, so sorry. And she had come before that, but we can actually invite her again and have her come to the next meeting and she can sit at the table, see what's real, the things that are going on. I did invite her to Christmas. I keep calling it Christmas, the holiday event. And and her husband has been, at the Halloween things and doing magic and all of that kind of stuff. So
Okay.
now, do you have a connection in
He's the one that sets up the little
the magic
the table.
table
Yeah.
outside of his car on Halloween? Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
I've sourced some sticks in the woods for him so he could build a sweat lodge in his backyard.
Yeah. But she has said that she would be interested in becoming a member. And I
Fantastic.
will certainly invite her to the next meeting and let her know that we want to invite her again. And that way everybody can meet her and discuss stuff. And is that okay? Dan? Dan, is that okay? Since you're falling asleep.
I'm definitely not falling asleep.
Matt,
I might.
I'm like Dan, Matt, you're both in the same view. Anyways, we will invite her and we will hold off on making a nomination.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll scribble mine.
Okay, so the next thing, we're doing this fast. First is the assisting in the decorating of the Center on Main for the cookie event that's happening tomorrow. I'm never going to finish cookies.
Get tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Thursday. Wait, did I put the wrong date?
Over the cookie exchange.
Yeah.
Tree lighting is.
I put the wrong date for the. Oh no, that's because that's when we did the decorating. You can tell I'm getting tired. So, first thing I wanted to say was thank you to everybody who came to help carry stuff up and carry stuff down and decorate.
Yay, all of us.
Yay, all of us for doing it. I think it looks wonderful. And also thank you to All Falls Village, correct? That's the name of the group, because they helped with the lighting on the outside of the center, as well as getting wreaths to put on the outside
Yes.
of the
They
Center on Main.
purchased those items
They
in
purchased them.
support of team event. Nice.
Okay, so
No reimbursement required.
no reimbursement required, however, besides saying thank you,
Yeah.
we should write something that says
Yes.
thank you
Right.
for the work and the donation of time and wreaths. And We can get the contact information from Catherine because she was out there freezing her toes off while we were decorating.
Question, do you have pictures for the center and main before and after for the inside?
No,
Oh.
nope. I was thinking we needed to do that, and I did not take
We can take
pictures.
an after.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean,
Can we do after and after?
we could do one, during the event for sure.
Yeah.
And we didn't take any pictures. Oh, well, we do have a picture of the outside of the center on me because we know what that looks like. It's somewhere in our, photo
Yeah,
stuff.
I got pictures of outside. I just didn't get pictures of inside.
Yeah, and I thought about it, but I wanted to get one.
I
But
did not think about it at all.
so we did that.
Resident photographer.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's the thank you. We need to do that. Then we have the holiday tree lighting and holiday party. So there is that huge checklist. And we did a lot of checking off, which is good. We are getting the paste, the cookies, which is one kind of cookie for now. I mean, yeah, one kind of cookie from Pastries by Hannah, who was referred to us by the from Liz
Oh
at
yeah,
the cafe.
that's who does their donut.
Yes, that is who does their donuts, which I've not had, but
Oh, they're delicious.
they're delicious. So I'm guessing
Salt
that
and
the
pepper.
cookies are going to be delicious as well. And she is going to be charging us $270. I don't have a bill yet, so I'm not going to put,
Yeah.
a thing, a motion, but that was less money than all of the other places that I was looking at. So she will be delivering them in boxes
Lovely.
on the date. I just don't know what time yet, but that's okay.
They'll come out of special programs.
That will come out of special programs. And the other thing that's going to come out of special programs that I didn't think of is the Christmas tree, which was delivered. Tim said it was delivered this week and he was gonna try the lights or put the lights on this week as well because we need them up for Saturday.
Man, would be great to buy a nice Christmas conifer tree and plant it on the green.
Yes, it would be. And I actually, after leaving on Sunday, one of the selectmen said the very same thing. Why don't we have a tree planted?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know.
I thought it was because there's a septic system there.
And that was my first thought,
Yeah.
but I don't know. There
I'm
are.
quite sure there is. I've asked this question gets asked every couple of years,
Yeah. This
and
must be the
it,
year to ask
yeah, it,
it.
and it's because there's a the for the cafe and the furnace, the septic system, the septic field is
Yeah.
right there.
I think that's why I saw there's like manholes, or that's what I'm calling them. But that's what they looked like to me. But I did find out that the lug for the tree is between the monuments. So that's where it has to be turned on. And there is, we have the Santa. We have the fire department, but we have to radio them to let them know when it's time to come. So there are songs that get sung, which are only three. The first one is, oh, no, the last one is,
Silent Night.
so,
It goes Silent Night, Oh Christmas Tree, then Here Comes Santa Claus.
okay.
Okay, so that's,
Am I right?
I
I bet
think
you got
so.
it. Sounds
I
right.
think so. But the songs are printed at the center on me.
There, yeah.
So I have contacted Santa and I have contacted Michelle, who is dealing with this, but I have not received the phone number of the driver of the truck yet. So that is still something we're waiting on.
We need that.
Yes, we need the driver's number.
I will get that tomorrow night.
Okay. Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Matt. And I called you the right name this time. I have contacted Rachel Gall, who is confirmed to play music. She's going to be playing at the
Extravaganza.
extravaganza, so she's just going to come out and play her
Fiddle.
fiddle, violin, I'm not sure which. Hot chocolate. Catherine, hold on. Catherine was able to go upstairs and get the hot water dispenser thing, and Dan is
I have it.
has it and is hopefully going to be making hot chocolate or
Hey.
passing it.
Matt, is the option still there to pass that off to you? I'm going to be doing deliveries in the city that morning, and I'm going to do my best to be back on time, but just to avoid risking that we are without hot chocolate. Could I give you the kettle?
I think so. I'll make it work.
Oh, and you, oh, but you are also going to be going to the fire department for their holiday party, aren't
Yeah,
you?
that's from like 1 to 4, so I don't need to be there for all 3 hours.
Okay, are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Yes, you're sure. I'm not giving you the chance. Okay, but the only thing is, do we have to purchase the hot chocolate stuff?
Yes.
Is there a, how do you,
I just bought
like Swiss Miss?
Swiss Miss Christmas.
Okay,
Yeah.
so
Oh, holiday.
will you, so you guys can talk amongst yourselves to
If it's
transfer the pot, and will be able to make it, will you be able to go to the store and get the Swiss Miss and then get reimbursed? Okay,
Thank you, Matt.
good. Thank you
Yeah.
very much.
Ask.
And I bought candy canes and Hershey Kisses. Wait, did I? No, I didn't buy Hershey Kisses for that. I actually bought Hershey Kisses to make cookies for tomorrow's cookie thing that I'm going to. So there are candy canes. There's also pens. There's also all this other stuff. I did talk with Meg briefly about when we could go to the center on Main, because I basically needed to know when I could get the cookies into the center on Main. She is going to be there setting up chairs at 2 o'clock, and then she goes back at 3:30 to let Vance set up the sound system within the center on Main for the extravaganza stuff. So I've contacted the cookie lady and told her 2 o'clock or 3:30. And I plan on being there at 3:30 because our thing starts at 5, which is,
Are you talking about tomorrow or Saturday?
sorry, Saturday. I'm like,
Okay.
bleh. But on Saturday.
On Saturday. Okay.
Okay. So
Because
cookie.
cookies are tomorrow.
Nope. Wait, cookie baking is
She's
tomorrow.
talking about bringing the cookies from baked by.
The thing is, there's two cookie things that like
Okay, so
melding
you
in my mind
okay,
it's
so you
because
cookies for the
oh, there's
extravaganza.
there's
Yeah.
cookies for the extravaganza.
Okay.
And then Dan, can I pick up that for me a Friday?
Sure.
I
Yeah.
think that was my
Maybe it'll be
boot
down at the
on.
barn or at the house.
Yeah. If you prefer, I could just leave it in the farm store for you. Would
Yeah,
that be easier?
that'd be
Yeah.
perfect.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have it right there on the bench there in the farm store.
Okay,
Thanks.
so we know.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay, so the one thing that Meg said was we probably shouldn't set up the cookies and the hot chocolate during the extravaganza because they will get eaten
Yes.
and drunk or whatever the right verb
Yes.
is. But so.
Yes.
At 5 o'clock is when the tree lighting starts. So we'll have to hand out sheet music, distribute and light candles. We will have to turn on the tree lights during Oh Christmas Tree. That's the way it goes. And contact Santa sometime so that he arrives during Here Comes Santa Claus. And then we guide Santa inside. We collect the music sheets, the candles, and then we help manage the chaos of the Santa line. One of the ways we can do that is, and at this point, I don't think it makes even sense to do it, but writing letters to Santa, because we've got that already. I had brought up this marble thing. Well, no, I brought up a can't guess the number of candy things, and then the person gets to take it away or gets that as a winner. But other people thought, and I think it's a great idea, is perhaps marbles or something that's not 100% sugar.
This massive jar of candy and some
Well,
kind of like
I thought. What I thought was like a mason jar because it's a lot easier to buy a smaller amount of candy than something like this. But perhaps we shift that off to next year because I think it was a great idea. And I think your idea was fantastic, though, using marbles or something else, and then a local something in addition as a prize. So I think we. Forget that idea that I had. That was probably like a 1 o'clock in the morning idea because I was like really hungry for candy or something. But so we do have to figure out who's going to do all of these little things. And I know you're taking pictures. Luminaries is something we've done in the past. I think we can still do it. I did find all of the fake candles, but we still need sand so that they don't fly down the road. So we have to have a bucket of sand and a thing. And I did not even think about that, other than having Matt mention it that we need something like that if we're going to do luminaries. I
Yeah,
think it was a really nice touch.
I can bring a bucket of sand if
That'd be
that's
great.
helpful. I've,
Yeah.
you know, I have dead sand in
You
a
can bring
pile.
a bucket of sand, but you can't bring hot chocolate. How does that work?
I mean, I can give a bucket of sand.
You can do
I
that
can
at
make sure
any
that a
time.
bucket of sand is there.
Yeah, that's
How's that?
awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I just leave it at the center on Main beforehand.
Yeah. When are you like on Friday?
Yeah, on Friday is what I
Okay.
was thinking.
Okay. I'm gonna count on you doing that. And we'll have to have a yes. I see you. Okay. Is there anything else we need to bring up? You have to
We
go.
need well, just the day of, are we going to divide up like who's handing
You
out?
know what? Everybody can put their name next to it. And if not, I'm assigning people. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And I know you're taking pictures, but
I
if
can bring
there's
a book
something
sheet real quick.
else, you know, because I think.
Could hand out
Part of it
handfuls.
is also if people are going from inside the extravaganza to outside, they can be handed out on the way out the door. And the same thing with the candles. So that's something I was thinking of, how can we manage the crowd going out, but we can also hand out stuff and make it a little bit easier that way. Instead of running around to people, we still have to light them. But
So wait, where do we start? Do we start in Center on Main?
well, people, if you want to go, we don't have to actually do anything in the
People be
extravaganza, but people
extravaganza.
will be
So
there.
that's where, like last year, we just stood right outside of there. Or I think I, me and somebody else stood at the doorway
And
as
just
people were going
handed
up
them
and handed
that.
out
Yeah, that makes
sheet
sense.
music and.
So that goes from 4 to 5. Meg said she really doesn't need any help, but someone will have to move the hot chocolate and the cookies to the station which can happen.
After people go out.
Yes.
Or we can like put it and cover it, something. I don't
Right.
know.
I mean, we can leave it in the kitchen and that way people
I
don't.
think, yeah, I think that might be a safer bet to just have it hidden in the kitchen
Yeah, like on the
and
counter, and then we just move the mouse. So
yeah.
we do that, but we can figure this stuff out. But Catherine is not going to be able to be there, correct? So Catherine
Would we
isn't going
want
to be
that? Would we want that hot chocolate available for the extravaganza for on their way out for the Santa and Christmas tree lighting? They have something warm in their hand.
there. I think that.
The candles are for.
Yeah, there you go.
We use the candles as heat,
You.
but I also
It's
think
short.
it's a short amount of time,
Yep.
but also I think the container only holds like 100 cups, and it's gonna be like a first come, first serve kind of thing
Yeah.
if we do
We'll get
have it
4 ounce
available.
cups.
How many people showed up last year?
We don't have head counts for things like this. This is the other thing.
Maybe we
There's
should do
always
a
a
head
lot.
count this time. That's quite a
I
bit.
don't know a good way to do that. It's hard to.
Count how many hymns you print, and then how many you have left after you've handed them.
Oh, I did. I printed. Okay, so I know because I wrote down how many I printed, like 60, because I paid for them.
Because 100 cups sounds like I've only been to the tree lighting once, so but I would have thought like 50 people turned up or something.
Well, and I do know that,
Our Christmas tree lighting?
yeah, but
well,
it
we
was a
do have
couple
a
years ago.
small town.
Yeah.
We do have a small town, so
It's
it's,
always packed.
well, packed is relative.
Right.
When you,
For a brain.
it is very, it does seem like a
First
lot
come,
of
first
people,
serve. It gets cold there.
you know, and, but
Kevin.
that is a good way to figure out how many, or we could count the dirty cups.
So the extravaganza, is that like they're playing the music like they did last year and the poems and stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. So did you take pictures last year?
Yeah, no, because I'm looking, see, here, let me turn up the brightness.
Okay.
But like, I mean, that's quite a bit of people inside, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know
picture
how
four
many
places
people
to
they
be.
have.
Okay. Like, that's so they had like, you know, people performing,
Oh, haven't we
everybody
ever been to
inside,
the
outside, and then
Well, they started the extravaganza, I think it was only last year.
last year was the first year. Yeah, so
Oh,
this is year two.
yeah.
But
So,
years before that, there was Christmas,
and then there's,
children's Christmas party.
there was
Oh,
children's
you know,
theater.
like all the people around the tree
Okay. Oh,
outside.
nice. So where are we going with this?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I mean, well, does anybody else have anything to add
No.
for
Not
the
till next meeting.
Christmas?
For the meeting that was supposed to be short. Nobody has anything else to add. Okay, make a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So my gosh, it's 9:15 or 9:16.
9:16. I know. Look at that new clock.
Oh,
Oh wow.
well, look at that.
Satellite time.
Right.
That's good because it was always wrong. Sweet. It's good to
Okay.
see
Have a good night,
you.
everyone. Take
Thank
care. Thank you,
you.
Matt.
See you guys Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry that I thank you again, Matt, for doing that.
All right.
I'll chop it for sure.
He jumped off.
I don't blame him. Okay.
Don't stress too much about how long meetings, you know, because then it's the
Well,
time.
we